chatterbox.
The chatterbox. Get over to the chatterbox.
The chatterbox.
The chatterbox.
Ooh, chatterbox.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Is anybody there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
We're just waiting for the music.
I played
it. What? Nobody heard it but you.
Really?
No, I didn't hear it.
Did you hear it, Rob?
Yeah, I heard
it. Okay, I thought so. I was going to say, it recorded. I'm watching the thing. I'm actually watching it. It's recording.
That's the longest I've been quiet for, and you interrupted it.
Damn.
Let it go. I was being a good girl sitting here waiting.
I turned you down, so it didn't matter.
I don't remember ever prepositioning you.
Yeah.
Actually, preposition. That's not
preposition.
The right word.
That would be
that would a grammatical error.
Yeah, of some kind.
Oh, that's funny. I got the flu on Christmas Day. Hello, everybody. I got the flu on Christmas Day, and I can't get my words right. So this should be an interesting show.
Are those two events connected?
I don't know. I feel like I had some kind of mini stroke and my words don't come out right anymore. It's very weird. But no, I don't know about you guys, but everybody here has had bronchitis, it seems like. We've all been so sick.
Connor was sick from the Sunday after Christmas to the Saturday or to the Friday after New Year's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been terrible here. And nobody seems to be able to shake it off.
Thankfully, nobody else was. Yeah, shake it off.
It's going to be a Taylor Swift themed show.
Shake it off.
Speaking of Taylor Swift on New Year's, I got to give her credit for going out there, like, freezing her ass off with the, like, tank top on and stuff.
Oh, at the New Year's show?
Yeah, in Times Square.
Okay. Did you watch Carson Daly's New Year's show?
Fuck no.
What a shit show.
And that would be why I didn't. You know what I did see? I did see, like, 10 minutes of the Pitbull show.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Worldwide.
I don't get Pitbull. I'm sorry. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't think he does.
He doesn't do anything.
Okay. He rhymes good.
Not really. He says like 5 words every song and that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like he's some great rapper.
That's true.
I'm not sure what he does besides wear a suit all the time.
Have you guys ever heard of the band Marianas Trench?
Yes.
Okay, they're a local band. They're so local, in fact.
That's probably why I've heard of it, because you mentioned it before.
Oh, okay. Well, they have a song, and it is – you would love it, Rob, actually, because it breaks down pop songs, but it's a pop song mocking pop songs. Mm-hmm. And at the end, he's literally going, boots and cats and boots and cats, and then they start laughing.
Boots and cats.
Nice. It's very cute. You should check it out. Marianas Trench. I don't know the name of the song, but you'll figure it out on YouTube. Maybe I'll figure it out for you right now. But yeah, they're very funny. And that song, very, very funny. Anyway, Carson Daly's show was hilarious because, you know, the guy that played the sleazy lawyer the sleazy detective on Veronica Mars?
Yeah.
Okay. He was co-hosting, as was Terry, the big guy from, Brooklyn Nine-Nine with all the muscles.
Oh yeah.
He always wears a super tight shirt, which he was also wearing super tight pants, by the way. And then some girl who's famous for her bum or something. I don't know. I don't know how these things work. And the guy who was on Veronica Mars, was his name Vic? The character's name Vic? Was that it, Rob? Do you remember?
I can't remember. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Anyway, you know who I mean. And he's got another show coming out. He was beyond drunk. He was literally taking champagne out of Terry's glass and pouring it into his own when the champagne was getting low. It was embarrassing. It was really awful, I have to tell you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what's his name? Ryan Seacrest one?
Yeah.
They had good old Jenny McCarthy again.
Oh, I know. Go away. What are you famous for?
Murdering children. Then let's see. I did switch it. I think we saw like a minute or two of probably Carson Daly. We were flicking around because we ended up staying in because Connor was sick in bed still. So.
It's because you're old.
Yes. Well, no, we were going to because Philadelphia does fireworks at 6 p.m. for kids. And they actually do a countdown and drop a ball at the one park. for kids at 6 o'clock, so we usually go to that, but he's like, I can't.
And
when he says he can't, it's like hell must have frozen over if he can't do something. So he was pretty bad. So we stayed home and watched all these terrible shows.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, but the only thing that was really good, I got to give Taylor Swift credit. She was good, and she went for it even when it was cold as hell out. And I don't know. The other ones just were like, meh.
Well, mine was really weird. It was super disjointed because I noticed it would be on for an hour, and then you'd be watching, like, because I watched it on the time shift because I'm old and I went to bed at 9:30. So I watched it at 9. And it kept, like, ending. And then there was horrible Detroit news in the middle for, like, 20 minutes. And so it's just really disconnected.
Oh, you know who's the worst, though?
What?
Fergie.
Well, she does that.
What, like, in the world is she doing?
I don't know. Just, I don't know. Yeah. The whole show is kind of a shit show, honestly, isn't it?
It is. It is. Of the four shit shows, I assume there were four on. I remember three of them. I would say it's the best of the four.
That's
possibly
sad.
The Pitbull one was kind of memorable because he was jumping around and sweaty.
Well, that would have been fun, at least.
Yeah, he was, like, super-duper sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Colleen. That's enough. That joke never gets old. I put a link in our group. The song is called Pop 101.
For what?
You like it, Rob.
What's that?
The Marianas Trench song.
Oh.
We were talking about age, like, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
I put a link in the group.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah, so New Year's is what New Year's always is. I had a little bit to drink, and because I was so sick, I think the last thing I said to my husband at 9 o'clock when I went to bed was, yeah, and you're an asshole. And then I thought,
what a great way to end the year.
That's not a very nice thing to say the last thing of the year, is it?
That's a great way to end the year.
And then I opened the door back up. This is how much I had to drink, and I went, and I love you. And then I went to sleep.
Oh, man.
And I'm sure he had done absolutely nothing wrong because he is a gentleman. But I'd been I was needing an inhaler to help me breathe at that point. So unimpressed with the germs. See, the thing is, I hired an assistant and she takes transit and she smokes. We're going to be sick forever.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, you know, people hold on to the nasty, snotty bar on the bus, and then the first thing they do is get off the bus, and then they put their fingers to their mouth and hold on to a cigarette.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And then they're sick all the time. True. Yep. I know, I used to be one of them.
I know, I got a shop full of smokers, so even
awful
the young
habit.
Kids, surprisingly, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's surprising.
We have a lot of smokers in our city.
I assume they're all going to die soon. I don't know.
What the hell is that? What is that? Is somebody eating potato chips? Rob, what are you doing?
I'm not making anything.
Oh, it's not you?
No.
Who is that? Is that you, Mike?
No. Who's typing?
I have no idea.
Wait.
Is Colleen here?
Colleen.
But she just popped up.
That is so weird. Okay, it's not me.
There is, like, heavy typing going on.
My phone's in my pocket. Maybe it's typing.
No, that's keyboard typing.
I wouldn't think it
is. Is this
matter.
Like the Buddha has shown
hey,
up?
Hey, it
and
says
is
Robin is in our phone call.
What?
It says
what?
Robin's in our phone
huh?
call.
Huh?
Michael David, Robin, it says.
He's not in mine.
Okay, it says on this call, Michael and Rob, not on. And it says you're recording Media Junkyard still, Rob. Not on this call, Robin Burge.
It does say Robin Burge, though.
It does say he's not on the call.
Well,
Robin, why are you not on the call?
I did accidentally, when I was punching your name in, or when I was, you know, clicking next to your name, I accidentally clicked next to Robin's, too.
Oh.
But he wasn't on, thankfully. Well, not thankfully. Sorry, Robin, I didn't mean to say thankfully.
I actually said we should just invite you to join us, Robin, but he said no.
But I was like,
that's
oh, wait,
not really
like,
what he said.
I was like, what in the hell is that? But I accidentally called him. That might be why his name is Phantom popping up there.
So maybe that's him typing.
That could be. That would be pretty funny. That would be a pretty good troll, I got to admit.
He's just sitting in the background like Jamie on Media Junkyard.
Speaking of Jamie, he's getting his new eyes or something.
He's getting new eyes. That sounds painful, having the old ones removed.
Yeah, he said he was doing something with his eyes. I assume it's some kind of cosmetic surgery to look more like Brian Wilson. But
maybe he's just poking himself repeatedly in them. Who knows? Who knows what people do?
No, I believe he's – I'm going to guess LASIK of some sort because he says he's not going to be wearing glasses and contacts anymore.
Ever?
Either that or he's gouging his eyes out. I don't know.
Mm. That's what I was thinking. It had to be a more permanent solution if he was never going to do it again.
Maybe he's just tired of it all. He just wants to enjoy the Beach Boys music without all the visual noise around him. Just take in every single note without having to see them clap.
Nice. I was listening to the 500 by Midnight 10th anniversary podcast.
Oh, God, I'm so behind. I got to catch up.
Well, you'll laugh because they're talking about, you know, how they do their rants all the time. Yes. And one of the rants is about the Beach Boys and how they're not really a musical group. And I thought you'd really get a kick out of it. That when you hear it.
Yes,
they're a gimmick or something like that. And
They're just like, they're a surfer boy band.
Yeah, I think that's what he pretty much said. Surfboards and cars, we get it.
I'm going to break Jamie's heart. His heart. Like John Mayer broke Taylor Swift's heart.
But think of all the good music we got because of it.
Yeah, we got Shake It Off. We got this.
Shake It Off.
That is a catchy tune.
It is catchy.
Yeah.
Not even going to lie. Not gonna lie,
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad like liking it because she actually is a talented musician. She writes her own music. Like,
yeah,
she does. You know.
You know, I've come around on her after seeing her on The Voice and stuff.
Yeah,
because you can tell
she's super nice.
She seems to work really hard.
Yeah,
and cares. So that's like. But here's that thing you were talking about.
What thing?
Is this the mashup you put in there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was just really for you guys.
Well, I figured
I did put in a mashup of two of Taylor Swift's songs. Let me see if I can find the post. I didn't know we were going to talk about them. Man, I posted some cute stuff in the last little while. If you're not my friend on Facebook, check this thing out. I just have to tell you.
Dogs? Does it involve dogs?
Her name is Louisa Wendorf, and his name is Devin Dawson, and they mashed up Blank Space and Style, and I can post that in the group too, I guess, but I thought that everyone and their dog had seen it.
It sounds really good.
Apparently
not
you two.
I really like it.
You listen to it?
Oh, no, I got it on right now. I'm listening.
Doesn't she have a really nice voice?
She does. It's very nice.
Yeah. So I bought her album, but she's just not – I mean, I was saying to Mike, it's not that it. She's very. How do I describe it? I had such a good description. Her music is not poppy, but it's. I don't know. It's a little too cutesy happy for me. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
She's a YouTube singer.
Yes, she is a YouTube singer. But I bought her album because I really liked her voice very much, and it was $3.99, and I could afford it. So I was like, well, let's buy that.
She seems like she may be the typical female YouTube singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, or young female YouTube singer, I should say.
Yeah. But I thought that she had a really pretty voice. So I
She does. I kind of like this mashup a bit.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm a sucker for these things.
Me too. And she does quite a few of them, actually. I was saying she did EXO by Beyonce with the song, I can't remember which, Ed Sheeran song. So she's done a lot of them, and her voice is really great, so it's a lot of fun. And her and this Devin guy, they go together very, very well.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Their voices. So, yeah. So you had made a comment in the group about how much you were enjoying award show season.
God, award shows are fucking garbage. Jesus Christ. I mean, is nothing against the people who have to host them or be on them or anything, because it's not any of their faults. It's not about their talent level or anything. It's just about the whole entire premise and how they are done is just so god awful. I don't know how people watch 5 minutes of it without throwing up in their mouths.
Yeah, I haven't really seen many of them. I saw
I think it just started, of
the Golden Globe.
I saw like 5 minutes and I'm like, all right.
The Golden Globes are always kind of a little boring.
Yeah. And it's to me, it's like almost all, and unless you get some really, really, really extremely good host, and not that Tina Fey and Amy Poehler weren't, but
they don't even really get a chance to do a lot.
Yeah, really. there wasn't enough.
That was a complaint that I'd heard, that they
don't really need a host.
And then you never saw them.
Golden Globes don't really have room for a host.
It's not like the other shows where they control the show almost.
Right. Oh. Well, we are going to have a special guest, Jason, come on and talk to us after the Grammy Awards because he will be attending this year.
Cool. I just read that AC/DC is going to play.
Cool. You know, I feel like they did kind of revamp the Grammys, though.
Yeah.
If you remember, was it like 2 years ago they decided to go really, really performance heavy?
Yeah, they didn't really give out many awards at all. It was just like a rock concert.
Yeah, I think that's a better idea to showcase the music of the year rather than showcase the awards.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that with movies, but you sure can with music.
Yeah, definitely. I think it works well for music and for that show.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the format's gotten a little stale. I mean, it's kind of been the same since like Bob Hope era. Like, not even kidding, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of started that whole thing with the Oscars. He was the first, like, monologue guy, come out and do all that, you know? And I don't feel like it's evolved enough at this point. I feel like somebody's got to do something. And there have been some really good hosts over the years and really interesting ones and really crazy ones. But they all kind of fit into the same format, and it might just be time to, like, throw the fucking format out because we've done it a million times. Yeah.
That thing with Jennifer Aniston was so awkward.
I didn't see that.
Where they like just picked Cumberbatch out of the audience. And
oh, really?
Like, you screwed up my line. And I was like, you're not really going to get invited to the theater sports anytime soon with that attitude.
Well, I think she was supposed to. I assume she was supposed to play it that way.
It felt totally unrehearsed to me. It seemed so weird. It was so weird.
Well, she is an actress. I'll give her that.
And if that was rehearsed, it was terrible.
Well, I mean, look at the material they're giving. Them, you know, it's not like they're working with like A grade material.
No, it's true. Anyway, we only have a few more hundred of them to suffer through between now and the end of awards show season. So
I don't suffer through them, so I don't have to worry. okay. In other news,
that's another solution.
Yeah. In other news, Good Morning America announced that. Those two royal kids are on Twitter now. They were all excited. I believe everybody in the show orgasmed because that's also the worst show in the world. I happened to see that today because I was off. I ended up having to take off work because I slept for 2 hours. But or I ended up actually not being completely off, but whatever. Don't want to get into it.
Only half fell off your rocker?
Yeah, it was a long day.
I'm going to light a candle in honor of you, Mike. I don't want you to be cold in the basement. So I'm going to light a candle.
No, I got a heater down here. I got a nice setup down here now. I've put a TV down here.
Spoiling yourself,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I get that. It's nice unfinished space with a heater and a TV.
Excellent.
And an office chair.
A man needs a place to go.
Yes, and a drop cloth hanging behind my head.
A drop box?
Drop cloth.
Oh. Okay, so tell us about your band.
Who?
The Lone Bellow.
Oh, The Lone Bellow. And that's just a really good song that I've been enjoying. The Lone Bellow is the group. The song is Then Came the Morning. Kind of a real soulful, like a throwback kind of song. They got some other stuff out too. I don't think this is their first album. But just really digging it right now.
You like anything with an upright, cello-y, pongy guitar.
If you got a cello, I'm in.
Yep, I could tell.
I'm all in.
I like some cello.
Yeah, I'm all in on the cello right now.
Yeah.
And if you got like a horn section too, good to go.
Yep. Perfect.
And a flautist. All
a flautist. Ooh. Don't you flout that in my face. Oh, wait, that's wrong. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Bad joke.
So this is the Lone Bellow.
Okay. I can't hear that either.
I don't hear it now.
Am I ever going to be able to hear the feedback?
Apparently not. I'm not sure why you can't hear it.
Well, someone will have to tell me what the feedback says. Or I'll have to listen to our show.
That is weird that you cannot hear it, honestly.
Sure. I heard it before, but now I can't hear stuff.
Weird.
I'm going to blame Skype and not myself.
No, podcast
and producer. Skype is owned by Microsoft, so it's probably their fault.
That is true. I see why you guys aren't hearing it.
Oh, good.
I know why.
That resolved before feedback time.
I just resolved it.
Awesome. Okay, say something, because now you sound different.
What?
Yeah, you sound different.
Well, I switched. It was on the internal microphone for some reason.
No. Weird. All right, who's seen movies? We had over Christmas break, so...
I watched... I saw The Interview. Mm-hmm. I kind of was like, I have to check this out now. It kind of worked out in their favor, didn't it, this whole hacking thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't think anybody would have seen it otherwise.
No, I don't
think so. Yeah, I saw it, too.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
What did you think, Michaela?
It wasn't terrible and it wasn't good. I don't know. It was full of poop and boogies, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was what I expected. I mean, if you, not to say it's, there were some funny parts for sure. I liked the use of Katy Perry's fireworks. It was pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, it had its moments, you know. And it's kind of, it's exactly what I expected. It wasn't worse or better than I thought it was going to be, so.
Exactly. It's exactly what you think it will be based on what you've seen.
I will guess that it probably made more money going straight to VOD and some theaters than it would have done had this not happened at all.
Yeah, that was my guess, too.
Not that I think Sony's behind the hacking, but
I think they
made it work.
I kind of wondered
out.
That myself a little bit. But the information that came out was a bit career-killing for some people, so I doubt that it was.
Yeah, I don't think they did it to themselves. Probably inside job, but definitely didn't do it to themselves.
I always think it's James Franco when things like this happen. It's always James Franco.
Always James Franco.
Blame James Franco. Did you ever see the roast of James Franco?
No.
It was the most awkward thing. Seth Rogen literally looked at him and went, "Why are we all here, man? Why are we here?" Because clearly James Franco asked to be roasted.
Yeah.
So Seth was saying to him, "What are we doing here, man? Why are we here? What do you want?" So he seems like a peculiar kind of dude.
I would guess he is, yeah.
Handsome, yes. Crazy, also yes. Okay. So, The Interview. Check it out or don't.
Or don't. Either
That's
way.
A rating.
That's fine.
This was a full bottle of wine episode movie. Believe me. We haven't used that rating system in a long time.
Wow. That's rough.
Reaching back into the way, way back machine. Yeah. So, I mean, it was funny. I laughed. I do admit that I laughed. I covered my mouth so no one would see, but I did laugh. So, okay. Yeah. I also saw Boyhood, which I know Kelly Jo reviewed on the show a while ago when it first came out.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie. I didn't think it was a great movie. I thought that it was the most interesting aspect of it was the most interesting aspect of it. The fact that it was filmed over such a long period of time.
I didn't see it, but I get the feeling that it kind of won a lot at the Golden Globes. I kind of feel like people feel obligated to give it awards because so much work was put into it.
Yeah,
but I'm hearing that it's not, you know, the most amazing thing.
Oh, no. I mean, if you saw it and it was just a regular Boyhood story. Literally Boyhood story that and they just switched out the actors as he got older. I mean, Ethan Hawke, good performance, but it wasn't stunning. It wasn't Academy Award worthy or anything.
Yeah.
I think he didn't gain 50 pounds for it.
He aged 12 years for it.
He aged 12 years for it. I love that. Was it Allison Janney? They said about Allison Janney that you know how to get a good part Or was it? No, it wasn't. It was Frances McDormand. On the Golden Globes, they said, well, they know, you know how to get a good part for women over 40. Get it before you're 40.
Oh, God. So, that's fair. That's fair comment.
It was interesting for that fact, but I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, think that it was a must-see, life-changing movie or anything. So, who saw Hobbitses?
I saw the Hobbits Five Armies twice.
Twice.
Well, because we went and saw an IMAX 3D high def, high frame rate thing, which I'm a fan of, and nobody else in the world apparently is. I have to tell you, this one went by super fast. It was really good.
That's because it was in high frame.
Yes. We saw it the second time in a recliner theater because Connor went to his first movie and saw it. So, because he's a Lord of the Rings Hobbit freak, so. We took him and he loved it, but no, it went by super fast. This one, it is pretty much burn the town down, go to war, go to war, go to war. There is not a whole lot of contemplation going on. It goes by quickly.
Is they got all the talking second? Out.
What's that?
Is it better than the second one?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure eventually. I'll see it. I just really my enthusiasm just dropped for it.
Yeah, the second one was hard because there was no good ending for it, you know? It just kind of dropped you in that spot. And this, I mean, there is no, like, let's waste some time seeing what happens with Smog. It's like, all right, it's on. Let's go.
Wow.
It is that you are picking up, like, right after him finishing his sentence. That's it.
Oh, wow.
And
I don't mind that.
Oh, yeah. No, I liked it. I like that part of it. And fuck the dwarves. The dwarves are the worst.
Oh.
They could have all died as far as I was concerned. They left the fucking poor people of Lake Town who had nothing. And just like, oh, look, they're burning down. All right, let's go to the mountain.
They were on a mission.
Well, they just got the town burned down because they let the damn dragon out.
God damn it. Oops, look what we did. It's like the drivers around here. They change lanes. They don't look. They don't give a shit what happens behind them. They just keep going forward.
They just keep going.
Same thing. Telling you.
Yeah, no, it definitely gets by very quickly. Very quickly. But it was a good 2.5 hours.
So having seen both, you like the high frame rate?
I do. But I can see why people don't. But yeah, I happen to.
But were you aware of it? Like, did it kind of... Was it always kind of there?
No, I don't like feel aware. I mean, you're aware of it because it looks different than a normal movie,
right?
In that sense, but I think it worked well with 3D.
Yeah,
but I also liked. We saw it in non 3D, you know, standard, and I thought it looked fine like that.
Hmm. We were at a store, and they had one of these curved.
Oh, yeah, the
high def 3D TVs.
Yep.
And they were playing Guardians of the Galaxy on it, so I had to stop. And it was like standing on stage in the middle of a play. You could see all the lines in the makeup. You could see it really pulled me out of it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's so what they it was probably set on because if it has like a high refresh rate in the stores, they tend to set them like. It gives it that soap opera effect. It actually looks like the high frame rate, basically, where it's adding frames. So it kind of gives like a really smooth look to it. And I think it makes things look really fake.
I agree. And I was really, really aware of all of the detail.
Yeah, like, you definitely notice details more.
I was watching the background players because they were right there, you know? That's how it felt like standing on stage on a live play and you're not supposed to be there, but you can see everything. It's odd. But I like you. I like your comparison to soap operas because it feels definitely that way.
Yeah, because soap operas are shot at 60 frames. So it just has their, you know, that they actually call it that, the soap opera effect. It's just a smoother, it just doesn't look, because people are so used to when they're watching film, which is generally at 24 frames, it just has a different look to it. So when you see it, you know, with some extra frames in it, it just like you know, I guess it just, you associate it with a different kind of, you know,
yeah,
thing, feeling. You know, so it just looks wrong.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be getting one, but I think eventually we probably won't have much choice in the matter.
Yeah, you can turn that setting off, though, just so you know. Like, my TV has that setting, but it's off for sure. So it's just the way they have it set up in the store.
Can you even buy, because I know you have a 3D TV, can you buy 3D movies?
Like, is that a thing? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If it's out in 3D in the movies, there's usually almost always a 3D and it usually comes with a 3D Blu-ray, a regular Blu-ray, sometimes a DVD.
Oh, okay. I've never seen one here.
Yeah, not really that much more expensive. Yeah, I got Guardians it wasn't over $20. And that came with a 3D version as well.
Sweet.
I haven't been using my 3D TV, though, because in my new apartment we have, you know, a projector throwing a 125-inch picture on the wall. So
nice.
Your puny little 3D, not so impressive.
Yeah, I'd rather a larger screen.
No, the 3D TV is the one in my bedroom. Right? You may have a lot of technology if. So I bought Dave a Chromecast for Christmas.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, he hasn't really played with it much. It has no content of it its own. I expected it to be more like an Apple TV, and it's not.
No, but you know what? Once you realize how it works and the benefits, it's actually, you're going to love it. It's kind of works based off of your smartphone, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, he has a Google phone, so I thought.
Yeah, even, and it works on iPhones too. So, like, one of the greatest features that I like is that, you know, how many times do you kind of want to watch YouTube videos? And so if you open a YouTube video on your phone, you can kind of cast it to your television. Yeah. And then everyone in the room can kind of like add videos to the queue and kind of, so it's kind of like a lot of times I found a group of friends were just kind of constantly playing YouTube videos. Everyone's kind of picking a video and putting it up on the screen. So it kind of becomes like a social thing. So yeah, that's
and I downloaded Monopoly on my phone for it.
Yeah, there's some games that you can do as well. And whatchamacallit, you can, from Android, you can actually cast your screen as well. To the television, which is neat. So there's a lot of really cool things to do with it, but it's kind of all based off of your smartphone.
Yeah. The only thing I was hoping was that it had like Netflix native to it or something, because if I have to stream movies from my phone, I'm going to, you know, it's just kind of a pain.
Well, so you know what? Actually, if you cast Netflix to the Chromecast, it's actually running off the Chromecast.
Yeah, it's not running through the phone.
So it takes over for you. So yeah, it's not actually using your phone.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah, so you can actually use Netflix on there, and once you cast the video, the Chromecast takes it over and uses the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Because yeah, I've done it once from my phone. Then what happened was the reason I bought the Chromecast was because I got it. He had a really old TV. It was like a projector, or not a projector, just a screen, pretty much. So the Apple TV wasn't working with it, so I got that instead, and then it wouldn't work with it, and then the TV died, so he ended up moving his good flat screen TV back in there anyway. So it was, now he's got the Apple TV back. I was like, well, that'll sit on the counter for a while. But you know, it's good if you go away and stuff too, right?
Oh yeah,
it's a lot easier to carry around than your Apple TV.
True, although that's not very hard to carry around either. It's pretty small.
No, that's true.
Those, the Rokus, they're all so small now. It's like,
yeah.
I do actually have. So I actually got Android TV, which is basically like the Chromecast, except it's also more like what you would expect, Michaela, which is like kind of its own interface and stuff on it.
Okay. Yeah.
So those, there will be more. There's only one out right now, the Nexus Player, but there will be more coming out as well. So it's basically kind of like, it does the same thing with Chromecast. You can cast stuff from your phone, but it also has its own interface and own apps and everything.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
We're all going to be so plugged in, we won't know what to do. They've introduced two new TV services in Canada, one called Show Me and one called Crave TV.
Nice.
So we'll see how that goes. I've heard negative things about it, but you're going to always hear negative things about beta stuff anyway, right? like that it doesn't have enough choice or selection. See, can't get my word. Enough selection. But that comes, especially when you're dealing with Canada, because we have the CRTC here, and they're just ridiculous at what they limit. CanCon, the Canadian content, that's what it's called. They try to make sure that Canadian heritage is protected. I was like, just give me my Netflix. That's all I want. So anyway, we should just move on to tech at this point.
Oh, I also saw Birdman. I know Kelly Joe talked about that as well.
Oh, okay. What did you think?
Yeah. It was good. It was really interesting the way they kind of made the whole movie look like one continuous shot. I thought that was super clever.
Wow.
And very, very cool looking. Obviously, they use a lot of tricks to, you know, fake that, but very cool. And I like it's just kind of a meta story, because it's kind of, you know, what Michael Keaton is kind of going through, really, you know, being a former superhero and whatnot. So, yeah, I thought it was really good, and I'm sure it'll be nominated for an Oscar.
Well, good for him. Yeah, I saw The Hunger Games in the theater. That's two theater movies. Ooh, lately.
How did you like it?
Look at me go. I thought it was good. I was sad when it ended, because it was at a sad point. Have you seen it, Rob?
Yes. I forgot if I talked about it or not.
You may have. But you know what?
I think I did, but yeah.
I've had a lot of apple cider since then.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I wish they would stop singing that Hanging Tree song on the radio.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because now it's stuck in my head and I hate it so bad. Like, how is that a pop song? How? Is that a pop song? Stop playing that.
They made it into a pop song.
It's awful.
Are you?
I know, right? Get out of my head. Oh, my God. I'm walking to the bathroom. Are you? I'm like, no, I am not. No, I am not. You get out of my head. Anyway, so apart from that annoyance, when they're in the military-ish cylinder thing, silo, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope that that is what they're making the movie Wool. And I hope that's what it looks like, because that's what Wool is. It's like one cylinder that all the people live in. Mm. So I hope that that's what Wool looks like. But back to The Hunger Games. It made me sad at the end, as you know, why it was sad. And yeah. I thought that it was just really, really well done. And I really enjoy this series. I was going to call it a trilogy, but
yeah.
The trilogy within a trilogy.
Right. I mean, so originally, like, I kind of didn't really agree with splitting the last book. But, I mean, because I was like, where the heck are they going to split it? But I think they found a good way to do it. So
is it going to be two movies or three movies at the end? Three,
right? Oh, there's one more movie.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was a trilogy. I thought the
last
book was a trilogy.
God,
okay.
No, that would have been overkill.
Painful.
Yeah, no. They just split it into two. Oh. So it's four total.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, then it'll be out next in November, so.
Yeah. It was interesting to look. It's a very interesting look at all the propaganda of government. You know?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting look at that overall. And, I think that it has some interesting concepts for young people and old people alike to absorb. And it was a nice evening, because I went on a lovely date with my niece, Rebecca, and my dad and his wife, Jean. And we had a nice night. And Rebecca and I got to act very silly, and it was our annual Christmas outing. So it was very good. We get in trouble, she and I. She's she is 13, and I gave her for Christmas my Art and Luthery acoustic guitar. My black cherry. Well, it was pretty much just sitting around the house collecting dust. Well, not that means any less, but my hands won't play it. So
not going
to
play it. Yeah.
I'm going to give it to somebody who will. So now she has a nice acoustic guitar and a nice electric guitar. And hopefully she becomes famous and takes care of her old Auntie Michaela.
Perfect.
And that's pretty much it for movies.
Awesome.
So we were going to talk about CES, and Will was supposed to be here with us tonight, but he got dumped with a project, poor Will.
Ooh.
But Will's excellent projects bring us really cool stuff.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
So, Rob, why don't you tell us a little bit about this software that Will helped create?
Oh, I won't be able to tell you.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, no, all it really is it's just it's a really cool facial recognition software that so that you can log in to, I think it's up to 15 logins for free, like not like sign in with Facebook, sign into Twitter, not 15 uses.
Yeah.
Like sign 15 into accounts. Facebook, 15 yeah. times you got to pay. Yeah. 15 so, accounts. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm having concept trouble now. and after that, it's like $19 a year or something like that. But what it does is it scans your face and then it lets you into your account. How cool is that?
That's cool.
Unless you're a twin and your twin is evil. not for yeah. you.
Be careful.
That's what I kept thinking. What if you have an evil twin?
Well, if you, I mean, I guess if you do, if you have an identical twin and they and you use that, you know, if they were decided to be mischievous, you know, there could be some trouble there.
Could be some trouble.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, your girlfriend is dumping you, and your your Facebook status keeps updating, and you don't know why. Anyway, so hopefully Will will one day be able to get on the show with us and talk a little bit about that. But was there anything else from CES? I really have not seen much of it.
You know, I mean, I wasn't there, so I couldn't see everything. But I really didn't see anything that was, like, amazing. There were a lot of 4K televisions. That's being forced down our throats.
What
so.
The hell is
yeah,
that now?
That's, yeah.
Oh, that's Ultra HD.
What about the curves? Did they throw out the curves?
I guess they're doing that with some of them too. No, it's all about the Ultra HD now.
Ugh. Some people yeah. don't look good at even yeah. regular HD.
I know. I mean, this is getting to the point where, like, I think there was even someone showed an 8K television too. So it's like yeah. obviously before you even get it.
Yeah, I think they're basically looking for the next thing because 3D didn't take off like they want it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, unless I've seen 4K up and up close, you can tell a difference. But I feel yeah. like for most people, when you watch television, you're at a certain distance away.
You're only going to get so much clarity.
Yeah, I don't think it's really going to make all that much of a difference. I mean, and even if we move to 4K, which we are.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually, but I feel like past that, anything more than that, there really won't be a point because, you know, we can only see so much detail, you know, from a distance. So they're going to have to find something else to market, you know?
No, that's true.
Same thing with everything, like for phones, like how much, even phones at 1080p, all right, fine. Why do you really don't need any more resolution than that?
No, because you're not going to get any more out of it, really.
No.
Visually, you know, you're not going to recognize any more out of it, really.
No, they're going to try to make you think that, you know, oh, you need this special super screen.
Yeah, no thanks.
I feel like we're getting to a point with technology where, like, it can't, not that it can't get better, it can always get better, but I feel like you kind of have to move on to some improving different things because
yeah it's kind of like there needs to be the next evolution in certain fields
yeah like but, phones were getting bigger and bigger and bigger
yeah
I mean how big can you make them
yeah they just don't fit in people's hands after a while
you know and then what where do you go from there
but and it's kind of the same thing with tablets yeah, so. Tablets kind of got to their breaking point too where it's all right they're all good enough now what
yeah, you know. Or like with Apple, make everything thinner and thinner and thinner. Yeah. How thin? How there's a certain thing. Like I think that, like sometimes things are too thin. Like yeah, I think definitely. The MacBook Air, especially like the newer one that's rumored to be coming out.
Oh God,
yeah. I wouldn't want a, you know, laptop to be that thin.
Yeah,
and actually, I think the newest iPad is actually not that it's too thin, but there's like no bezel on it, so you try to hold it and your hand's all over the screen. So it's like thinner and smaller isn't always better.
Yeah. Hmm. We'll see. Well, they're going to have to come up with something new.
What else?
Who's the next Steve Jobs? Let's see. Right? I mean, that's what that was. It came, it, you know, kind of blindsided us.
Yeah.
Some of us, anyway. Yeah. You know, like, I think that it took technology in a different direction than it, than we'd seen before.
Yeah. There were some prototype cars shown off, a lot of self-driving technology and stuff that are supposed to be coming in the future. So
I like to drive. I don't want my car to drive me.
Yeah.
I like to drive. So I'm going to keep driving my car.
Do that.
Sucking up gasoline. There's none left.
That's one area that I think is really lagged, though, is integration into the cars. Because even the stuff that's been put out has really not been.
No, oh my God, cars are like way behind. But, I mean, and I don't know that that much was shown off at CES, but I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with Apple CarPlay and with Android Auto.
Yep.
I think the problem, though, is that it's not really been easily updated. Updatable.
That's a problem too. Yeah,
and so you have your car for so much longer than your technology lasts. You know,
that's a big problem.
Yeah,
like, well, I have Bluetooth in my car, but it doesn't hook up to the Bluetooth in my iPod. Why? It should. Yeah. You know, well,
yeah,
that's just silly to me that it doesn't.
The good thing about, you know, I don't know as much about CarPlay, but like Android Auto, for example, is that it's basically running off your phone. So,
right,
you know, they can update the phone software, and that will essentially update your.
Yeah, I think that's where they have to go. I think the systems have to be almost out of the car, almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree, because it's kind of crazy that, you know, like my car is touch. Like, we have these phones, and like how small they are, and they have touch screens, and they work really well, and they're fast. But you have this big car, and the touchscreen is slow and laggy, and doesn't work. Yeah. It's like, really, you can't. Yep. Like, you just need a phone in there, really.
Yeah. All you need is something interchangeable.
Yeah,
it should be interchangeable enough where it'll do the things you need to do without being too much of a hassle to update.
Yeah. Which God.
I think that that will come eventually when we get things like electric cars and people plug their cars in, and then they also just plug in the update cable.
Well, you shouldn't really have to update. You shouldn't have to have a cable to update anything at this
point.
No, you shouldn't. But, you know, that's how it will originally start, probably, right? Like, or within the power tower where you plug your car in, or however you charge your car, it will have a Wi-Fi signal or something like that eventually, right?
I mean,
with the technology we have right now, that's what we could do.
My car has got gotten a few updates, but that's completely up to, you know, the car manufacturer. So it's like, if you don't do it, and it sucks because it, like, there's all this new stuff coming out, and of course my car is not going to get it. So it's
But could you take it into the dealership and get your software updated?
No, because I think it relies on different hardware. Hmm. So like I have like, a Ford with like the sync, and it's based off of Microsoft,
right?
And the new version, they're leaving Microsoft, so they're using, I forget what they're using, but it's like, I guess, different enough where, you know what, they probably could update it like technically, but they won't do it for the older cars because they want to push people to buy newer cars. So
yeah,
it's like,
absolutely,
it's probably technically able to, but that's why I like this kind of thing with having a car system based off of your phone, Android or Apple, because then it's kind of takes the power away from, you know, the auto manufacturers, and they're not, they're not used to like giving you constant software updates that we're used to now.
Right. But also, I mean, if you're expecting forward thinking from car manufacturers, as far as that kind of change, they're just not willing to do it, I don't think.
No, exactly. So, you know what, if it can be taken out of their hands, you know, I'd rather have, you know, Google be updating my car entertainment system.
Right, Apple, now, those car manufacturers are doing everything they can to stay relevant, right? I mean, I don't understand why they're not willing to make a change like that. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
They're trying to, because oil is a finite substance. All of that is going to end within, you know, not like I don't know how what it's going to be, but it's going to be soon. And we have to find another way to do what we're do what we want to do. Like, that's just a reality. We do. And so these big, the big three, which there aren't even any of them anymore. You know, this was a thing, like, if you watch that Elon Musk documentary where they're talking about Revenge of the Electric Car, I think it's called. And he's talking, they talk to the big, you know, Chrysler and these guys, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 words, words, words. And in the background, Nissan just goes and makes the Leaf, like, do-do-do-do-do. Here you go. We made an electric car. You know, it's amazing that they won't, that they're such dinosaurs, they just don't understand that they're going to be the next fossil fuel. So it'll be interesting to see what comes next in that kind of technology. And hopefully it's going to be something that's good for everybody, that's affordable, and that is updatable.
Yeah, well, it'll start coming down. Like with anything, it always starts. Things are always going to be expensive at first.
Oh, yeah. But that's why people who have lots of money have to be willing to jump on board and buy them first.
Yeah, and that's why Tesla has been an amazing thing for pushing that kind of stuff forward, because they're at a, you know, a high price point, not like a crazy price point considering, but you know, it's moving the whole industry forward.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And they've had to recall nearly all of their cars for battery issues. So that's always the batteries, isn't it?
Well, that's the biggest thing to overcome is batteries.
Yeah.
Storage batteries. Yeah.
So far behind.
If they make even a small improvement in batteries, that's a huge step forward, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a slow grind getting storage capacity up.
Yeah, they can power your phone battery for like 19 days straight.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you need to be able to do a reasonable amount of round trip mileage.
Right, and people are also really addicted to, like I said earlier, fortunately for me, I have a really short commute, so I can kind of justify driving when I drive, because it's really not good for the environment, and I probably wouldn't do it.
Worse for the environment to get rid of it and get something else. I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
I said I would argue it's actually worse for the environment to get rid of it and get something else.
Oh, yeah, because it just encourages them to manufacture more stuff.
Yeah.
I should just keep my beautiful car and drive it really fast.
Keep a car until it's done and then move on to the next one.
Yeah, that's pretty much the plan. I do like my car a lot. It goes fast. Vroom, vroom. So,
yeah. I don't think there was anything really. I mean, like I said, I didn't see everything, but
yeah, it didn't seem like there was anything huge.
It didn't seem like there was anything huge or groundbreaking over there. So, someone's pouring something.
I'm pouring the last bottle of the Picker's Hut Winter Spice Apple Cider. Cheers, gentlemen.
I thought Rob was urinating in the living room.
Well, I do have three dogs now. I'm sure someone's peeing in the house. We got another puppy on Boxing Day. His name is Cooper. Cooper, Mommy's Little Pooper. And he's super sweet. He is also an Amstaff, and he is beautiful. He loves to snuggle me a lot. So we are snuggle buddies. So I have an 11-year-old, a 10-month-old, and a 3.5-month-old puppy.
Apparently.
Oh, and 6 chickens.
And 6 chickens.
Don't forget the chickens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully there'll be a better show at CES next year. Remember we said we were going to go this year because it was my birthday the week of CES and we were all going to go? And then we never did. Yeah. That makes me sad. Well, it was expensive to go that week, too. It was, like, really expensive to go.
Well, yeah, because they got all the hotel rooms banged out.
They better move that event off my damn birthday, all I can say. I want to go to Vegas for my birthday one of these days. So, Dave says no Vegas this year. Makes me sad.
Oh, boo.
Boo-hoo. Okay, television. Television's starting to come back.
Yeah. so much that I'm having such a hard time keeping up with stuff.
I still haven't finished Walking Dead yet.
Oh my god.
I did
Christmas.
I just saw the Beth episode, which I actually liked.
Yeah.
The one in the hospital.
Okay.
Something weird's going on there. Don't spoil it. That's okay.
That's why you didn't care about spoilers.
I don't.
Wanna know how it ends?
I know she's dead at some point.
What?
I assume she dies at some point.
That's an assumption, not a spoiler, Mike.
No, I believe I saw she dies. But by the time I remember to watch it again, it'll be out of my mind again. So how was Agent Carter with the that's based like in the 40s, right?
I really liked it.
I liked it too.
Lots of action. I liked that a lot.
Mm.
She had a nice pair of boobs too. Just because I noticed in the dress.
Yes.
I would think we were meant to, though. I loved all the action. The fight scenes were great.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love, I mean, I love seeing, you know, New York in that time period. And it's got that ties to Marvel, but it's kind of its own thing. Because I feel like if you watched it without knowing, you wouldn't realize it's a, you know, Marvel based show, which is good. You know, it should definitely stand on its own. But I like kind of I like that Howard Stark's in it. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And his butler, Jarvis.
I know. I was like, yay. That's
it's so been cool. Very cool. Yeah, yeah. So it's been fun so far.
I'm gonna keep watching. I haven't seen the second episode yet, I've only seen the pilot. But 2-hour pilot, that was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although I wanted S.H.I.E.L.D. to come back, though.
That I have not watched at all. Not that I don't want to. It's just, you know. I've heard it got better, though.
They introduced some new characters that were good.
Great.
I enjoyed that, yeah. I've been enjoying that. But yeah, check out Agent Carter. Definitely, definitely good. Fun. Fun kick-ass romp.
It looks kind of like a romp, yeah.
Very rompy.
Very rompy. Okay, I was on sick break.
Yeah.
I was busy having pneumonia on the couch. Well, it was just bronchitis. Don't be dramatic. And I watched all of Broadchurch over the period of 2.5 days.
It's going to be, I think it's already back in the UK, so.
It started back here yesterday.
Yeah, okay. It started for you guys too, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. But I loved the first season. I don't know if it's because I watched it all like the way I watched it or because I was medicated or what. But I cried and cried like all the time. It was so good. The acting, the setting, the music. It was so well done.
Yeah,
I was
just
so impressed.
Really, really well done.
Yeah. I loved it.
It was just like a million times better than Grace Point.
I never watched that and
it
I'm
just...
glad.
Didn't work for me. Not that the people. Well, first of all, seeing David Tennant not do try and do an American accent was really hard. And
maybe I'll watch one episode just for that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought everybody was fine in it. It was just, and I watched like half of Grace Point first, so it wasn't like it paled in comparison. I actually saw it first.
Oh wow!
And it just wasn't. There was something just wasn't working right for me. But Broadchurch did.
Well, that's good. You found salvation.
Yeah. Yep. Rory gave me salvation.
Wow. You know, I thought that it was just the acting was just brilliant.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
Like all the way around. There was nobody on the cast who was a stinker.
No, no.
So, and the Doctor Who characters make it extra fun. The
yeah,
Doctor
of
Who
course.
People.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because there's only, I guess, so many actors in the UK.
It's a small island.
Oh, it is funny when that happens.
Yes.
Did you watch the whole first episode of Galavant, Rob?
Yeah, I actually watched...
both of them?
Both of them, yeah. Which is actually, it's weird because it's like two separate episodes, but it's on for an hour. It's like 2 half-hour episodes every week.
Yeah,
which is weird.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, I started watching it. I don't know if it was the mood I was in or what. I just couldn't get into it. Like I didn't really have an opinion on it. I just couldn't get into it that night.
Yeah,
I agree. That's exactly how I felt. I fell asleep.
You know what the thing is? That it's... I like the idea. But it's not... They kind of portrayed it as being like a...
A romp?
And it's not that... It's not really that funny. Songs aren't really that good. So maybe that's it. Like, it just... I want to like it because I want to, you know, I love things like Monty Python and that kind of thing. And it's kind of in that vein.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just don't really
hold
a candle to it, you know.
Oh, speaking of that, I got to watch Glee from last week. Glee came back.
I haven't seen Glee yet either.
Final season. Come on now.
I'll watch.
They did a time jump. You can hop on in.
Spoilers. Hello.
I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you what happens in Walking Dead?
What, they did a time jump. How's that a spoiler?
Because I didn't know it, and now I know it because you told me. And it's what?
So it's going to ruin it that
you
Rachel's
just spoiled
five
that for me. I'm not even going to watch it now.
Rachel's 5 years older and has already failed in Hollywood and is back. I don't know what actually what happens. I'm just
not watch it all now. Thanks a lot, man.
I got to get my Lea Michele fix. Sorry.
Isn't she dating somebody?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay. Speaking of Monty Python, I have this letter from 1974 that I wanted to read you, Rob.
What? Okay.
It is from the comedy script editor at Light Entertainment Television, and the subject is Fawlty Towers by John Cleese. And he writes, "I am afraid I thought this one was as dire as its title. It is kind of the Prince of Denmark of the hotel world, a collection of cliches and stock characters, which I can't see being anything but a disaster." That's what he thought about Monty Python, or about Fawlty Towers, when he first saw it. He was the comedy script editor. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, so you checked out Marco Polo also, Michaela?
Watched the whole thing.
How'd you like it?
I'm going to watch it again.
Wow.
Yes. It's got a lot of detail in it.
Does it?
Yes.
I'll have to check it out. I'm interested in it.
It's very, very well done. The pilot is very engaging, and it is very, very well done. And I very much enjoyed it. Fantastic. And I'm going to watch it again soon.
Oh, the Musketeers come back, too, this month.
Oh, I still haven't finished the first season, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, you know what? Obviously, Capaldi is not on the next season.
Oh.
And he was a big part of that first season that I liked. So, we'll have to see how that goes.
Interesting.
That's like a fun romp show, too.
Yeah. That's like, what was I going to say? Like Broadchurch. I don't know how they're going to do the next season. Given how the first season ended.
I don't know. I thought they were just kind of picking up where they left off kind of thing or something.
Because it seems to me that would be like a True Detectives and they want to do like another story.
No, I don't think it's – I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily that. But I did see that – what's her name who played Gwen in
Torchwood
is in it. Yeah. I really like her. She's good.
Me too. She's a cutie.
Yep.
Feisty.
Yes. Yes. I could see her working well on that show.
We have feedback. Exciting.
From the north.
Oh.
We have feedback from north of the wall. Should I play his intro music? I don't have that pulled up right now. Let's see. There we go.
I'll sit here and drink more of this Picker's Hut Winter Spice Apple Cider while you do.
If this is a getting cultured segment, I will kiss Illyrio on the mouth.
Ooh. On the who?
On the mouth.
Yeah. 2014 is over. 2015 is here. Glad to hear you guys are still recording. And, hey, Michaela, who would have thought out of the two, Billy Bob Thornton was going to be less of an asshole and horrible person than Jean Gomeshi? And that's just a thing for Canadians there. Christmas was awesome. Family Room is 99% done. Super stoked and happy about that. Kids can play downstairs and adults have time to actually have conversations upstairs. It's nice.
Wow.
Been running, not as much as I'd like, you know, put on some holiday pounds. Gotta get rid of those Christmas calories. Here's my question. What's gonna happen first, right? People flipping out about how awesome House of Cards is, or people flipping out about how awesome Game of Thrones is going to be. Also, Ant-Man. WGAS? I don't know. I'm a little worried. Hey, Mike, I know you're a big Marvel fan. Why don't you tell us if you're going to go watch it? Bye, guys.
Oh, I heart you a little.
We need him on. We really do.
We do. Yeah.
I am far too busy watching Press Gang to go and see Ant-Man. And you can check out Illyrio and Chris doing their Press Gang intro cast. I don't know what the fuck it's called at the moment, but I'll look that up for later. That would be Chris from 11th Hour.
The 11th Hour!
That was a good Donald impression, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so, yeah, John, you're mentioning. Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Wow.
I hope he gets what he has coming to him.
Wow, Canadian humor. What's going on in Canada?
Well, he had this show on CBC, and all the ladies loved him until he got them home, and then he punched them in the face and bashed their head off the walls and shit like that. Yeah, and he did it to a lot of women.
Wow.
And the CBC helped keep it quiet. And the CBC is taxpayer-funded.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, this is kind of like the stuff that happened with the BBC.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wasn't there issues with pedophilia that came out with some child hosts last year or something?
I don't like
it. I believe so. And also very similar to Bill Cosby.
Yeah. I was glad the ladies of the Golden Globes gave him, like, said something about it. That was good. They made a joke about it. Like, not a joke, but they, like, literally called him out.
Gave him what for?
Gave it, like, there you go. They did. Yeah. Thank you for your feedback, Illyrio. That was lovely.
Yes.
It's always so nice to hear from you, and you have to come and be on the show soon.
They are in the final season on Potential Cast, apparently.
Wow.
So there's that.
I thought it would never happen.
I didn't either. I will be stunned when it actually ends.
And then you know what? Redemption Cast can start again.
But I'll find out the name of the Press Gang podcast. I'm sure if you search Press Gang podcast, there's not a whole lot of them.
Press Gang podcast.
It was a Stephen Moffat show that he did. It was a kid show he did a long time ago, apparently.
Hmm.
That is why they're doing it. Maybe it's like a Degrassi High with a newspaper. I don't know. Could be.
I don't remember.
You remember Degrassi, right?
I do. I didn't watch it, though. Very Canadian, I know.
I love Degrassi, the original, not the Drake version.
The Drake version.
Well, yeah.
He comes from the streets, you know. The Degrassi streets.
The streets of Degrassi. Wasn't he in a wheelchair or something on that show?
I have no idea. I didn't watch it.
Oh, I don't know. I figured you would know. You're Canadian.
That's not a prerequisite, is
it? Right. We also have feedback from Matt. Make sure he's turned up. Make sure he's turned on.
Ooh.
Hey, Chatterbox. It's your old buddy, Matt. First Chatterbox feedback of 2015. Happy New Year, I guess. I mean, we're like 2 weeks in by now. But, yeah, so what I've been up to, I've been, you know, watching a lot of stuff and reading a lot of stuff. So I've got a few quick things I've been watching and can recommend. First is a graphic novel that I got during for Christmas called Southern Bastards by Jason Aaron and Jason Latour. This was sold to me as basically what would happen if Justified and Friday Night Lights had a baby and that baby, I don't know, grew up and drank too much moonshine. It's about this, like, this guy who grew up in this southern town and got out, but he comes back to kind of clean out his dad's old place. And he's kind of one of those, like, you kind of imagine, like, Clint Eastwood's got to be mentioned when you think about this character's inspiration. But I really like this. I only read the first four that were in the trade, and I was instantly hooked. It's just so much good setting of place, and it's a really good, just, you know, southern noir. And if you're you know, want to kill time waiting for Justified to come back, this is definitely something you should check out. Or if you just want to see some really good artwork and just a good story, you got to read this one. Second, I read a, I think it's a true nonfiction book called Fire and Rain, : The Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, James Taylor, CSNY, and the Lost Story of 1970 by, I believe it's David Brown. Now, this is like basically four mini rock bios wrapped into one. It's basically covers the year 1970 through those four acts, and they all had albums coming out that year. Let It Be, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Sweet Baby James, and Deja Vu. And I really liked this book. If you're a fan of this era of music, and I have to imagine most of you are, if you're fans of these artists, and if you imagine you're fans of at least one, if not all four, this is definitely worth checking out. And if you want to learn more about the times that this stuff was created and more about these people, and it's just a really solidly written book, and I can't recommend it enough. Third, I want to talk about The Legend of Korra, which I know I've brought up a few times, but it just wrapped up its run just before Christmas, and it ended on a high note. I was really happy with the way it ended, and it ended on a very interesting note, something that you probably wouldn't expect a kid's show to end on. And I think, without like spoiling anything, it seems like a kind of ending that really could open a lot of doors for future shows aimed for younger viewers. And yeah, it's just very satisfied with the way it ended. And just moving on to Agent Carter, the another going from one feminist empowerment show to another. I really liked Agent Carter. The third episode I didn't like as much as the pilot, but I was a big fan of just the show. I thought Haley Atwell was a really, you know, she was great in the first Captain America movie, and I'm really glad that they've been able to bring her character back on. And I'm hoping they do more of these, because, you know, there's 70 some odd years of backstory to cover. But yeah, I I'm a huge sucker for like kind of period pieces like this, and you know, the 40s and the style. I think they're doing a really good job. I mean, they don't have the hugest budget, you can kind of tell, you know, versus, you know, $200 million movie, but I was really entertained by it, and hopefully this will just continue that just quality Marvel has been used to. All right, that is, I'll leave it at that for now. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Southern Bastards, actually. And I've been meaning to check it out, but I definitely got to throw that up on the Comixology.
My mother just got back from a 14-day cruise. She's Facebook messaging me.
Oh, jeez.
Can you repeat what you said, please?
I said...
Bad host.
I said... I've heard a lot of good things about Southern Bastards.
That's a comic, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I need to pop that into the Comixology app.
Oh. Don't you miss holding them in your hand?
No. No.
Leave your hands free for others.
Yes, yes, I can do that with one hand, and
hold
God knows what
else. Hold a cup of
coffee
in the other hand.
Yes, cup of coffee. Yes, of course, of course. And Illyria and Chris's intro cast is called The Last Word, a Press Gang intro cast. So that is their podcast about the Stephen Moffat vehicle. I'm sorry, Stephen Moffat property, Press Gang.
I have never heard of or seen Press Gang. I Googled it, and I don't recognize it.
Neither have I. I may check it out at some point. It's probably on the YouTubes, I would assume.
I may have to just listen to it just so I can hear
Well,
their
I'll
voices.
Listen to it, yeah. Yeah. I'll
no, the podcast, just so I can hear their voices.
God, that'll be like, whew, those two voices together? Jesus. Oof.
I know.
That'd be...
It's going to be a good, soothing kind of thing.
Mm.
I think. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there'll be Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max. That's right. If you listen to the 11th hour, you will often hear.
Oh, the Doctor Who Christmas episode. Did everybody see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember
that. I have
to
remember it now. It's been a while.
It was You Didn't Know What Reality Was, Dream Monsters, blah, 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 Clara's Coming Back.
Oh, right. Oh, it was good. I watched it twice.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it way better than last year's Christmas episode.
And did we find out at the end that Clara's going to stay?
Yeah, she's staying, which I'm fine
she's
with.
She's staying.
I thought they worked well together this year.
And how do you feel about that, Rob?
It's fine. They need better storylines with her.
That's the problem. Yeah.
I don't think it's her doing that this year, though.
It's gotten better, yeah. Her storylines have gotten better this year. And I like how her and Capaldi work together more than I liked how her and Matt Smith work together.
Totally. Do you think she was ever really considering leaving?
Probably not. It's a lot of money and recognition. I would assume it's a lot of recognition for a time being. Although, if you get an opportunity from it, I could see why you would leave.
So Danny's dead, but he keeps showing up.
Yeah, okay. I think that's the last time we'll see him, though.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, I don't know. Who knows with Moffat? You never know.
Yeah.
Do you ever really know with Moffat?
No. But those were very creepy. Very creepy creatures.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess some people were pissed that it was dream stuff, but I pretty much enjoyed it.
How else could they have had Santa Claus?
Yeah. I mean, how are you going to do it reasonably realistic with and have Santa Claus and not have it be a dream?
And nasty elves.
Yeah.
It was very cute. I enjoyed it.
And I thought it was done well when she didn't want to leave her, when she didn't want to leave her dream.
Yeah.
Because Danny was there, you know.
Aw. Poor Clara.
Yeah. So I like that. And I like that this season they didn't split it up. It was just a whole season, Christmas episode, wait till next year when it comes back.
Hi.
Not half season, Christmas, part of a season, all that kind of jazz. I like, give me the whole season, then come back.
Yeah. What do you think? There's been a lot of rumors that Netflix is going to be losing their BBC stuff, or maybe that's only in Canada.
Well, no, they are. It's just a matter of them. Hopefully they'll just renegotiate the deal.
Yeah, so it's just hoopla.
It's just their deal is running out, so yeah, they could be losing it. It all depends on if they renew it or not.
Are they going to say, if you all want to keep your BBC stuff, we have to increase everybody's rates by a dollar?
No, it's all about them just negotiating, you know. And between now with them and Amazon both just trying to pump out more and more of their own content, you know, they're obviously less reliant on it. But I think the BBC stuff must help them quite a bit because, I mean, it's not always readily available here. It's not like BBC America plays every British show, you know?
No. You have to get the BBC iPlayer for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of made for those kinds of things, Marco Polo was good. Did I already talk about that?
Yeah, you said it was very good.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
swear to God, I have not, like...
I am not editing that out.
Much. I've had a little bit to drink. Wow.
Wow.
That scares me. That really scares me. This is a problem.
Jeez.
I've been sick, like, for 4 weeks, 3 weeks. It's been scary.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. That's scary.
That's not good.
I do the invoice thing at work. That's funny.
Alright. I'm playing you out. Playing you out now.
Playing you out.
Wow. Wow.
So get off the stage music.
I got like a hook. I got the little Bo Peep hook or whatever that thing was.
Wow.
Shaft, whatever it was.
Maybe I should see a doctor. That's concerning. The other day I was trying to say something to Dave about just kidding and I couldn't find the word for just kidding and some other completely other word came out of my mouth that kind of meant the same thing as just kidding, but not. And I was like, wow, this is scaring me. Yeah.
Did you tell us about Broadchurch yet?
I'm going to shut up now. I'm just going to shut right up. Oh, you're so mean.
How about the Louisa Wendorf? Can you?
Hey, you know what? I've been on penicillin. I've been an inhaler. Nice to me.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm closing my computer. Oh my god.
Oh man. Well, next one I'll have. I'm mildly embarrassed. Next episode I'll have all the live stuff set up beforehand. I would have had it set up, but Connor needed some help with homework before it came down, so I got kind of tied up with that.
Well, as we were saying before the show, see, I remember some stuff. My short-term memory apparently is terrible. You were going to have it all set up for us. But...
I was, and then a six-year-old happened.
And then what would happen is hopefully by the time we do, you know, in June, we'll be up to 50 episodes maybe.
There you go.
For our third anniversary. Now we'll do a big party online.
There you go. For the next one, I will definitely have the live thing set up.
I will try to remember what I've talked about and pay attention.
Next episode, we'll just repeat this one. We'll talk about everything again.
Okay. Wow. I'm scared.
See everybody
for my
next
brain.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. Have a good New Year.